We come now to the final broadcast of God Is for this week, and I want to end the week in thankfulness to Almighty God. We really ought to live in thankfulness every moment of the day and night for who God is and for what He is doing for us. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If you're not a Christian, it's very good to have you here. Please join us daily at 4:30 p.m. and or via this podcast. You're always welcome. And this applies to you too. God has given you life all day, and He's giving you air to breathe as I speak. God has kept you safe from harm. He's fed you. He's given you water to drink. He's given you a roof over your head and walls around your living quarters and a floor built on a foundation. Since you can hear this, then you have hearing. And I could go on and on. You definitely have reason to give thanks to God. You have reason to give thanks to God every day that He allows you to live. Well, if you've been with me, then you will have it memorized by now. In John chapter 1 and verses 29 and 36, John the Baptist says this of Jesus Christ, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And today I just want to give thanks to God for this great truth. We've seen why the Baptist calls Jesus a lamb. He is the sacrificial lamb. His life was taken from him by God in order that we who believe in Jesus will never experience an eternal death. And God takes away forever our sins. He forgives and forgets. This is a great gift that has been given to Christians and right now is available to all of you. And my purpose today is to be thankful for our salvation from sin. And I want to take us on a little tour of several passages in the Bible's Old Testament that speak of God saving His people from sin. What I want you to notice before we dive in is that all of these texts are in the Old Testament, so they precede by a very, very long time the coming of Jesus Christ as the God-man into human history. His life that we read about in the New Testament Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You see, as I've told you, salvation from sin was available to the people of the Old Testament times, and they believed in God in the same way that you and I do today, by faith. And as they believed in God by faith, they received mercy and compassion and deliverance from sin. As we saw, that is why the lamb animal is so important. So turn with me now to some of the ancient voices who gave thanks to God for saving them from their sin, what we call and what they called salvation. Let's begin with one of my all-time favorite psalms. This is Psalm 27 and verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Psalm 27 starts, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Notice the word salvation. Why is the psalmist giving thanks? He has light. Light is obviously the opposite of darkness, and if you've ever been in the pitch black darkness, then you know the value of a light. Many of you live in darkness. It's not just that you have the winter blues, dark when you wake up and dark again in the afternoon. No, you have a darkness in your soul. The psalmist understands that. Psalm 18 and verse 28 says, "The Lord my God illumines my darkness." Psalm 18, 28. Meaning, when God shines His light in your soul, you will be able to live in the light and walk in the light and see your way through life. And then back in Psalm 27 and verse 1, David, who is the psalmist in these chapters, says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." He links light to salvation, and of course he does. When we are saved from our sin, then we live in the light of God's mercy and grace, and we enjoy an intimate relationship with Him as He takes away all fear, worry, anxiety, hatred, and hurt. Psalm 27 and verse 1 continues, "Whom shall I fear?" Answer, when you have the light of salvation, you fear no one. And so, thanks be to God for our salvation. And let's stick in the Psalms and hear how the psalmist praises and thanks God for salvation over in Psalm 62 and verse 7. "On God my salvation and my glory rest. the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Psalm 62, verse 7. Don't you just love that? On God we receive salvation. And our glory rests where? On God. And who is God? He's the rock of our strength and the refuge in which we hide. The psalmist is praising God. He is jubilant in thanksgiving. Do you need strength today? Do you need refuge as you go up against a storm in your life? If you have been saved from your sins by Jesus Christ, then you can be thankful in the circumstance of feeling weak, because in your weakness, you are actually made strong. And you can be thankful in the circumstance of a storm, because you have a refuge, a hideout who is God. And thanks be to God for salvation. The Christian knows the great comfort of God. What do we believers do when we gather together with one another? We thank God in song. Even when we're just humming along in life by ourselves, we often praise and thank God in song. Listen to the sentiments of Psalm 118 and verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Psalm 118, verse 14. Absolutely. This is our testimony too. When we know Jesus has taken away our sins, when we come to accept the truth that all our confessed sin is forgiven and forgotten by God, then we sing. And you know what? I do not care if you can sing on key or not. I do not care if you are out of tune. I do not care if someone heard you, they would cringe. I do not care if you couldn't make the choir if your life depended on it. Sing out, dear brother and sister. Sing to God. Why? Out of a thankful mind and heart. You have had all your sins taken away. Thanks be to God for salvation. As we continue our tour of the Bible's Old Testament, just looking for the ancient voices of thankfulness to God for salvation from sin, our forefathers and foremothers in the faith surely were a thankful people. Listen now to the song of Moses and all Israel as they praised God for saving the entire nation from the hard and demanding hand of the Egyptian Pharaoh. God guided his people by miraculously dividing the sea. And in Exodus 15 in verses 1 through 2, the Bible says this: Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will extol him. My friends, that is Exodus 15, verses 1 and 2. And if we had time, I would love to read the entire 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. You should do so on your own. It'll give you reason to thank God for your salvation. Salvation, just as it is mentioned in verse 2 by Moses and the people. Thanks be to God for our salvation. With an eye on the clock, I must say finally we come to Jonah. You may or may not know that Jonah was an Old Testament prophet of God, but he was a very reluctant prophet. And God sent him on a mission to the people of a place called Nineveh. It's a real place that you can read about in pagan history books. The problem was Jonah did not want to fulfill his mission. He did not want to go. But as Jonah ran away from God, trying to escape via ship, God sent a massive storm, and one thing led to another, and Jonah wound up being swallowed in the ocean by a great fish. The Bible never calls it a whale. Listen to Jonah chapter 1 and verse 17. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. This literally happened. And then in Jonah chapter 2, he literally prays from the belly of the fish. This proves that you can pray anywhere. And listen to the closing verse of the prayer. This is Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Wow. This is a powerful prayer to God. He says, you, meaning God. Jonah 2 and verse 9. And there's the thankfulness with the voice of thanksgiving. And what is Jonah thankful for? Salvation. He declares from the belly of a fish, salvation is from the Lord. Oh, yes, it is. We have learned that repeatedly over the past several weeks here on God Is. Oh, let me say it again. Come on, say it with me. Thanks be to God for salvation. Thanks be to God for our salvation. John the Baptist gave credible witness testimony of Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And what should our response be to this great testimony? Our response is to be thankful, to be overcome with thankfulness to God for what God has done for us. This reminds me of the words to the song, My Tribute, to God be the glory. How can I give thanks for all the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, Lord, I owe it all to thee. Amen. Thanks be to God. I hope you will worship God in church this weekend and come back and join me on Monday, where you'll learn more, much more, about who God is. We're going to dig even deeper into the nature of God by learning something very essential to who he is. You do not want to miss this on Monday. So join me then, for God is.